Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A tax rebate for haulage drivers, a double fuel allowance payment and a reduction in excise duty to cut fuel prices at the pumps. How does all that sound? Will it help with the cost of your energy and fuel prices? There are some of the measures expected to be agreed by the government today and expected to be announced then tomorrow afternoon. Conor Pope is consumer journalist with the Irish Times. Conor, do they go far enough?
Well, I suppose it's a little bit too early to say, Andrea, exactly whether or not or if they go far enough or not, because we don't know the finer details of the measures. So we don't know is the short answer. But what I can tell you is the government does have a little bit of wiggle room here because they are making a significant amount of cash, extra cash, as a result of the higher price of petrol and diesel in particular. I'm sure most of your listeners will be familiar now with the sight of petrol station forecourts charging in excess of €2 for a litre of diesel and close to 190, even higher than that for a litre of petrol. And a huge chunk of the cost goes in tax. So, for instance, if a litre of petrol costs €1.81, the government makes 55 cent or just under 55 cent in excise duty on that. And they make 34 cent in VAT. So the total taxes on a litre of petrol in Ireland at the moment is €1.14. And then the total taxes on a litre of diesel is €1.06. That tax take has increased significantly since the price of diesel and petrol started to climb.
Because it's over €2.15, €2.20, we'd listeners telling us, even in parts of Clare, only last week.
100%. I actually drove past a petrol station yesterday and, you know, some of the diesel was 2.40. So it really does depend on the petrol station. Now, of course, everything is up in the air. And like we were given a perfect example of just how up in the air things are about 25, 30 minutes ago when the US President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that he was postponing a tax on the Iranian energy infrastructure for 5 days as a result of what he describes as very productive talks between the two sides. And as a result of that, the cost of Brent crude oil, which is one of the big measures that energy prices are worked out at, fell by a significant amount. So right now, the price of a barrel of Brent crude oil is around $93. It was well in excess of $100 an hour and a half ago. So the government is kind of in a really difficult position here because it would be concerned that if it announces measures that are kind of wide ranging and down for the long haul, and then there's a big change in the conflict, well, then that could see prices fall on the fuel forecourts, and that could lead to the government giving away more taxes than it would desire to give away. So it really does depend on what happens in the next 12, 14, 24, 48 hours. But it's not just the petrol stations. The fuel allowance is going to be a double fuel allowance payment is going to be made. And I think that's a really good measure aimed at targeting people who are most likely to struggle in the face of
definitely targets the most the most vulnerable.
Exactly.
No question about that. And I take your point, Conor, around the exact cut that we're waiting to hear, and even the duration of these proposed fuel subsidies as well. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. I know there's a few callers looking to join us on this as well, Conor. But the other point I would make when I heard about the three proposed measures earlier this morning, there doesn't seem to be anything there really to target middle-income families. Like, it's not like the electricity credit that I think a lot of people
absolutely
had perhaps expected.
And you know what we can say? We can say with a degree of security, if the government announces a 20-cent cut in excise duty, that might look good from an optics perspective, because it'll see the price of a litre of petrol fall well below €2, and it'll see the price of a litre of diesel fall just under €2, depending on the petrol station you're buying it in. So from an optics perspective, it will look good. In terms of how much money it will save a typical consumer, it's not going to save a lot. So if you do 200 kilometres a week in your car, you might be using 20 litres of fuel. So, you know, a 10-cent cut will save you a couple of euro. A 20-cent cut will save you maybe a fiver a week. Like, it's better than nothing. Mm. But it's not going to make a huge difference to people in the face of a cost of living crisis. And the big things that people will be fearing that are coming down the tracks isn't so much the price of a litre of diesel or a litre of petrol. It's the higher cost of electricity to heat and light your home, the higher cost of gas, the higher cost of food in a supermarket. So I think people are right to be very alarmed about what might happen. And they're right to be very alarmed about the impact this particular conflict is going to have on prices of everything, because the International Energy Authority, you know, it was making comments over the weekend pointing out that this was worse than the energy crisis of the late 1970s and the war in Ukraine combined. So we are faced with a really, really serious problem that is going to impact everybody. And I think that's going to be one of the challenges that the government is facing tomorrow, because people like yourself and myself will be going, well, you haven't really gone far enough. And one of the things that they're going to have to do is manage our expectations and say that there's probably very little any government anywhere will be able to do to offset the real impact of,
and I think that's why they were making the point that you can't shield people, you know, from the full impact of the war either. Brian is joining us, Conor, for a moment. Brian, you're a taxi driver. Do you think these, now we should say they are the proposed fuel subsidies, but they're the three measures that have been highlighted. How will they benefit you, Brian?
They won't in any way, shape or form, except cheaper diesel. That's it. You know, when you know all this diesel goes up, we can't put up our prices, unlike the limousine drivers or the Hackney drivers, because we are controlled by the NTA. So we just have to swallow the price increase. So it costs us money all the time.
So it's only the potential excise duty cut to the fuel prices. Yeah, that's the only thing that'll affect you, Brian, there.
Yeah, it's going to make no difference. Like, it's €2 a litre at the minute. That's 10 litres for €20. You know, it's ridiculous. And then they expect taxis to run.
Yeah.
And they expect them overnight and everything else.
And then that's obviously passed on to the customers, though, over the past 10 days, I take it.
No, it's not. They have to swallow that. We're not allowed to pass it on. It's against the law.
So there's nothing you can do?
No, we just have to swallow it. Write it off to tax, as they say. Mm. But they don't seem to realise you have to earn it before you write it off.
Because of the tax rebate, though, that they're talking about, that's really only for the haulage drivers.
Yeah, it's got nothing to, you know, we, as usual, the taxi industry gets nothing. But still people complain when they can't get a taxi.
And are people talking about this in the back of the car? I'm curious.
Well, not. I haven't been out over the weekend. I don't know what they're talking about. But no, it's just personally, you know, every time something goes wrong, the taxi industry is blamed. You know, but yet we don't get anything from the public or the government.
What about you, Rory? Rory's with us on the line as well. How do you feel about this, the double fuel allowance payment? Will that impact you, Rory, or impact people you know?
No, it's not. Hi, Andrea. How are you? It's not really about me. I'm a psychotherapist, and I have been for over 40 years. So I see, whereas Connor's talking about the facts and the figures, which is very helpful, I see the human fallout from something like this. And in my clinic, when people are in front of me, they are in a dreadful state. They literally don't know which way to turn. It's bad enough, you know, when things are going just about okay. But when something like this tips the balance the other way, we have desperation. We have people crying out for help. And I'm to be honest with you, I'm born and bred in Ireland, been in Ireland all my life, never moved out. And I have heard government after government, promise after promise. And to be honest with you, it hasn't really stepped up to the mark in relation to where it should be. So people are terrified at the moment. And it is very definitely a case of heat or food. Never mind the situation with putting a roof over their head. Heat and food is the big thing. And how
neither of which should be seen as a luxury either, Rory, it should be said.
But Andrea, it's not a luxury. It's a way to actually survive in this world. So in all the time that I've been here, I have heard the promises from the same faces using the same words. But when it comes to actually stepping up to the mark, they are very, very slow to do that. Connor pointed out that even in the midst of this crisis that we have, the government are making more in tax. I mean, for the love of God, lads. You know, it's supposed to be government for the people, by the people. You know, so we look after each other. But in reality, it's not that at all. It's basically get their money. So for me, the big
well, that's
thing
why Conor's talking about the, yeah, about it, you know, about the excise cuts and that exact cut hopefully being announced tomorrow and the details of which it will be along for. But in your own professional experience, Rory, people are coming to you then as a psychotherapist, and the cost of living crisis is something they're there to talk about.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But not just talk about, but actually to seek help. We're in desperate straits now. In relation to this, we need people in government to step up to the mark, be a little bit more human, be a lot more empathic, a lot more, be kind, understand what people are going through. It's this government, you know it, I know it, we all know it. They're excellent at getting your money. Excellent.
You don't feel there's enough going back. So,
and
so we're talking about three different things that are due to be, they're likely to be announced tomorrow. And look, maybe they'll go further, but at the moment, I suppose the speculation is around that tax rebate for lorry drivers, the fuel allowance, the double fuel allowance payment, and the reduction in the excise duty. And that will affect all of us. Well, it'll affect motorists, I suppose. It'll be a benefit for those that that excise duty cut to the fuel prices that are currently pretty high at a lot of the pumps across the country. They're the only people going to get the benefit. It's not by way of an electricity credit.
Is that a question for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're spot on. You are absolutely spot on. The thing in my heart, I want to believe on a human level that people who are in a position whereby they can help others will do so. In my head, based on experience throughout my entire life, I've yet really to see it happen. So I am, as a therapist and sitting in front of the real life human fallout on this, I would urge people who have the power in the pen to make this happen for people who are in dire straits in this country at the moment.
Listeners got in touch to say, judging by the traffic on our motorways, restaurants and bars full at the moment, the airport's full, the theatres are full, the concerts are packed, the hotels are fully booked as well. It's kind of hard to see why this so-called cost of living crisis seems to be affecting the majority of people. Life is moving on. People are enjoying themselves, says this listener. Another texter says, my son is an apprentice electrician. He's put €250 in diesel in his car since last Friday week. I gave him €50 this morning because he's nearly out again. He makes 450 quid a week, so epoxy 20 cent off a litre isn't going to put a dent in that. Avril Sheehan is with us. Avril's the owner of the Care A Lot Childcare Centre. I suppose the other side, Avril, to all of this is that, you know, rising energy costs will feed into the cost of absolutely everything.
Absolutely. And like for myself, a normal fill of kerosene for me in a 900 litre tank is €860. But I got it 2 weeks ago and I paid €1,300. And if I had ordered it last week, it was going to cost me €1,800. So this is a huge concern for me, you know, in relation. And then obviously the trucks that are bringing the food in, it's driving up prices of our cereal, as basic as that. And you have to remember, the likes of myself, a small business, childcare business, we're stuck in historical freeze because we're signed up to the government. So we can't put up our fees to accommodate the rise in inflation and the oil and stuff like that. And it's not like, Andrea, that we can put on an extra layer of clothes and stuff like that. We're dealing with babies. We're dealing with little human beings that the premises has to be warm in the morning for them coming in. So it's not like I've an option to not have the heating on. I just think,
and you're,
you know,
similar to Brian, aren't you? So, you know, as a taxi driver, it's not like you're charging parents per week. So you're absorbing the cost of all of this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everything across the board is going to go up. And we have seen it already increase. And what I find amazing is overnight, the petrol stations can go up to 2.29. Like it was 2.29 here, I think, for a litre of diesel over the weekend down in Cork. But it takes months for that to come back down. You know, months for it to come back down. And we see even Germany taking the steps there last week. They're not directly capping the prices per litre of diesel, but they're limiting how often, like, petrol stations can actually put up their prices. So that's another thing I thought was very smart, you know, to look at. Because as I say, it's very fast to go up, but it's very slow to come down and you're suffering while it's coming down, you know. It's going to be a huge concern for loads of families and it's going to have a huge knock-on effect, this war in the Middle East. Absolutely.
Listeners got in touch too, Avril, just on this to say, I'm spending about €50 a week on petrol when the price at our local station was about €1.86. It's now costing €2.06. The extra cost to her is about £5 a week. Another listener says, once again, the Irish people are looking for the government to bail them out of every situation. The government doesn't have money. Well, I mean, they are making money. There's definitely increased money in the coffers as a result of the excise that they're making from those higher fuel prices that we've been hearing about. What about you, Jimmy? I mean, you've been listening to these potential three measures that are being proposed to be announced tomorrow. Will you benefit from them? Is Jimmy there? Have we got Jimmy? No, we'll try maybe then to reconnect with Jimmy if we can. 1800 453 106 is the number. We're talking about the proposed fuel subsidies, as we said, likely to be discussed by government today, expected to be announced by government tomorrow. We want to hear your thoughts on them. Do they go far enough? The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.